The final prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, search for a neighbor before purchasing a home. Subhanallah, what beautiful advice from the prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We search for everything else. We look at the location, we look at the value of the building, the land. But what do we look for in our neighbors when we are buying a new property? Remember that when we are purchasing a new house, we should see that, do we have neighbors that are pious? Do we have neighbors that are those that love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? As narrated by Imam Bukhari alayhi rahmah, the companions once said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so and so woman spends the night in worshipping, she fasts during the day, is a very pious and gives much charity, but she causes harm to her neighbors with her tongue. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, there is no good in her, she is from the people of hellfire. The companions then said, another woman offers obligatory salah, gives cheese in charity, and does not cause anyone harm. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam declared, she is from the people of Jannah. So here we learn that finding good neighbors, pious neighbors, practicing neighbors that offer their salah, that invite us toward good. This is a key aspect when we are relocating or looking for a new house. Some people, unfortunately, living in their neighborhoods, they might disturb their neighbors by throwing rubbish in their way, by using their area without permission. These are all things we should take into consideration. It's further mentioned that a mouse once entered the house of a pious man. His friends advised him to keep a cat in order to catch the mouse. The pious man of Allah said, I fear the mouse will hear the cat and move into my neighbor's house. By doing this, I'll become someone who desires for my neighbor that which I do not desire or like for myself. Treating, caring, looking after our neighbors, making sure we don't block their driveways, making sure that we don't cause them discomfort in any shape or form, making sure that no rubbish goes into their area. This is all taught to us by our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So are we a good neighbor? Not only do we want to find good neighbors, but think and reflect upon ourselves. Are we also good neighbors? Inshallah azza wa jal. And keep these things in our mind. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.